humility that he's asking. She says that now Guru Purnima time is coming and so many pilgrims are going, and some like to go in a group, and there's a big group of devotees all over the world coming, and they like to go in this big assembly, and some like, they think that it's better to go when it's quiet and peaceful, and they just go on some quiet program. Why is this difference is there, and what is better, what is not so good, and different groups being in the
Holy Dhamma. Well, here's the qualified person to speak about taking a large group. So we can say this, that you know, we like to reference Srila Guru Maharaj, and it reminds me of something someone asked him about. Chanting Maha Mantra, and I'll just say that first. Jai Srila Bhakti Vimalavadu Maharaj Ki Gandhi. Because you'll read in different places in the scripture about what is that? The, like, japa, manasik. There's another thing, aprabhamsa. I forget the different words, but you'll read, in other words, it'll say, talk about kirtan, loudly, utkirtana, loud kirtan, or japa, softly, taking the holy name, or taking the holy name in an aspirated form, or manasik, mentally, and we can find different descriptions in different places, and sometimes we get the impression, oh, is one being favored over the other? And so, one devotee asked Srila Guru Maharaj, like, so which is the best way to, of these, you know, should it be out loud or japa softly or in the mind, you know, looking for some tips, pointers, like, this will be the best way that you'll chant. And Guru Maharaj responded by saying, he quoted from the Ajamil chapter in Srimad Bhagavatam, where the expression is given, Vaikuntha Nama Grahanam. It must have, Vaikuntha in this context means spiritual. Vaikunthanam, is it spiritual or not? That's Guru Maharaj's first consideration. What is the spirit with which this is being done? Then we can get into the details of the what form it might take. And that could be many. But what is the spirit with which something is being approached? And that is always Srila Guru Maharaj's emphasis. And it's a theme that we find, you know, a thread, a theme that connects so many different concepts that he's presenting. Because spiritual, whether or not it is spiritual, means the quality. He's pointing, what is the quality, what is the internal aspect of what is being done? That will always be all important. So Rupa Goswami wrote, Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavye Grahamindriye Seva Mukhe Hijivarushayame Rispurtida. That Seva Mukhata, that if something is done in the spirit of service, then it has some spiritual color, some spiritual qualities, spiritual characteristics, and one will derive the maximum benefit from that. So whether alone or with many, or that will be secondary to the qualitative aspect. Is it a spiritual transaction? Why am I there? Is there some spiritual sanction in the background? Like, interestingly, we know Jagadananda Pandit asks for permission to go to Vrindavan and is told by Muhammad, you can go, but don't mix with the local people there. and always stay under the care and guidance of Sanatan Goswami. So we could say, but I thought everyone there was a devotee. Don't we want to get their association? Take the dust from them. Mahaprabhu was saying, don't mix with them. And not to say that there's anything wrong there, but we could say the Dambasis of that time, they're kind of directly reporting to the Lord, and their habits, behavior, are not to be imitated. Even then, Mahaprabhu, and you can imagine 500 years later, right? Even then, Mahaprabhu is telling Jagadananda Pandit, the author of the Prema Bibhart, right, not to mix with the local people. So, stay under the care of Sanatana Goswami, that kind of thing. When Gadadhar Pandit asked Mahaprabhu for permission to go to Vrindavan, it was denied. Permission denied. This is inconceivable. Who is Gadadhar Pandit? After Radha Bhava Duty Subalita, Aparam Kasyapi Pranayi Janabinda Shukutuki Rasotsama Hridva Madhuram Upaboktam Kamapiya. Mahaprabhu stolen the heart and halo of Radharani. The remainder is Gadadhar. Therefore, absent the bhav or that sweet contrariness possessed of Srimati Radharani that enhances Krishna's happiness, she's been compared to Rukmini, being more docile and agreeable. But so, if we express this, what is going on here, we'd say, the queen of Vrindavan is being denied entrance. So what does it mean to go to the Dham? Right? Here, the queen of Vrindavan is being told not to go. That we can learn a lot from also. The queen of Vrindavan is told not to enter. But Guru Maharaj explained why. It obviously cannot be in terms of lack of qualifications, but something is lacking, but it's very mysterious. Guru Maharaj is saying, absent her heart, right? Radha Bhav. What type of experience will be that for Srimati Radharani as Gadadhar Pandit? So she's, in a sense, being protected from the painfulness of the depth of anguish of separation that could arise. So Mahaprabhu forbidding. But, interestingly, when Mahaprabhu himself, he's traveling, we know after he takes sannyas, he's surrounded by so many followers. People are hearing. From the moment of his sannyas, we know, and Guru Maharaj's Prema Dhamma Sutra, what is that? About laka laka, koti, how many millions of people come and they see the beautiful locks of Mahaprabhu, of Nimai Pandita being shorn, and he takes the position of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, tears were falling from the eyes of millions. They're all looking the beautiful Lord, beautiful golden Lord, Koti Kami Murchi Tangri Rupa Rasa Rangaram. The only way we can understand a little bit, if we think in modern context, if they took some super beautiful, like supermodel, with beautiful hair and face, and then shaved her head, people would go, ooh. It would make them uncomfortable, or they'd, oh, such a beautiful man, they're shaving. That, so we have a hint. But we're thinking here, what Koti Kami Murchi Tangri, what is the beauty of Mahaprabhu? 10 million cupids will faint to see As we're told, Krishna, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham, 10 million cupids personified as one is the seductive charm and beauty of Krishna. But here, Koti Kami Murchi Tangri Rupa Rasa Rangaram, 10 million cupids will faint to see the beauty of Mahaprabhu. And he's so beautiful and his hair is being shorn, they're crying. And then he begins endless Nam Sankirtan, and he's singing and dancing and exhibiting ecstatic symptoms, and people are following him. And at one point we hear, how many people? 100,000. 100,000 people are following, and the local Muslim governor says, and they're not being paid? He can't imagine, like, how do you, we know, like, in American political season, presidential, you can pay, maybe not directly, but they arrange for these huge events where so many people, so it's basically funded indirectly, right? There's some payment involved. But here, that, so the governor is saying, and no one's being paid? And there's 100,000 people following this mystic personality, and he's madly taking Krishna Nam and sometimes falling to the ground in ecstasy, and all the people, they're digging up the ground where he walks and taking the dust from his lotus feet on their heads, and little pools of tears are forming because the tears are shooting out of his eyes like streams of Ganga. So he can understand, this is extraordinary. He asked Rupa Goswami, who is it? Who is this person? And Rupa Goswami says to him, why don't you ask yourself, deep in your heart, what you understand about God, divinity, in your heart of hearts, beyond your political identity, your social identity, your gender, your race, your creed, your, beyond all, go dive deep into yourself and answer this question. The king had a good advisor. His advisor is Rupa Goswami. That's inconceivable. Sanatan and Rupa are advisors. So he cannot be some ordinary person either. And he says, he's moved by the instructions of Rupa. And I think of what I've understood from the Quran about God, divinity. I think it's the Lord himself has come. He could understand that. He could sense that. That means he's highly evolved in his Sukriti. In other words, how could he play that part in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu? While some other devotees were trying to say, it's not as big as it sounds. It's like a lot of hype, and it's not that many people, actually. And because they're afraid that they're going to arrest Mahaprabhu or create some disturbance. So different devotees responding in different ways. But the reason I mention this is when Mahaprabhu comes in connection with Sanatan Goswami, Sanatan Goswami said, actually, this isn't the best way to go on pilgrimage with 100,000 people. So, it'll break everyone's heart if you separate from the group, but somehow we need to engineer that, because really, you should go by yourself with an attendant and maybe a Brahmin. So that's also there. There's that type of pilgrimage and parikrama and visiting the holy places. This Navadip Dham Mahatmyam that we're celebrating, it's become a traditional celebration. We're told, who was the first? Was Nityananda Prabhu and Jiva Goswami. Right? So the two of them, they went. Then Guru Maharaj said the second one was Narottam Thakur and Srinivasa Acharya. So then they kept up the tradition. And the two are going. But then maybe sometimes a small group of devotees are going. But if someone would ask, well, if Sanatana Goswami advised Mahaprabhu, best is to go by yourself with a few, why are we doing hundreds and thousands? And we would have to say, for the glory of Navadvip Dham, for the glory of Mahaprabhu, to bring the attention of the world to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. So there are 10,000 people. It's like, what do we hear in parallel? How many people, what do they call it, Hajj? When they go to Mecca every year? Isn't that what it's called? No one knows?
Yes, it's Hajj.
Hajj. And like a million or more, million people go to Mecca. So here, Srila Saraswati Thakur, he introduced the Navadvip Dham Parikrama with large groups for the glory of Navadvip Dham, to spread the glory of Navadvip Dham, the glory of Mahaprabhu. Like Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur has one nice sloka that Srila Prabhupada used to like to quote, Dante nidaya trinakam pariorna patya kritba chakagu aham etat satam vrinimi he sadhava sakalam eva vihaya durad chaitanya chandra charane kurutan ragan. Where he says, he's appealing to a very to a man, where he's called, Amani na manadina, show respect and honor. So he's saying, my dear sir, you are so learned, so respectable, so qualified in so many different ways. And on the basis of that, I know that you'll grant the request of someone as fallen and unqualified as I am. So with the straw between my teeth, I have just one request that I ask of you. What is that? Forget everything you know. Forget everything. This is my request. You forget everything and turn your attention to the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That is my request. It's very sweet, and how can you be like sweet and demanding at the same time? He's giving full honor, very sweet, very humble. And what is his humble request? You forget everything you know and turn your attention to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. And we're told and elsewhere in his Chaitanya Chandramritam and another famous sloka that as the word spread about Mahaprabhu and people heard and they responded, their hearts responded on different levels. So our friend, he's always carefully listening to that and saying the gyanis, the yogis, all the different aspects of Vedic society and how they're represented, they all stopped everything. Everything went into like suspended animation for a while. And they all became enamored with the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, Guru Maharaj like to quote, it's Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Sundara Nagarabara Nityam Nijer Namabhi. He's taking his own name and it's making him ecstatic. And in his Siddhanti Maharaj like this part a lot from Prema Dhamma Stotram. He never forgot it. So how Guru Maharaj's conceptions went deep in his heart, where he said, the cause is the effect. So what is the effect? Ecstatic dancing and singing Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And that causes ecstatic singing of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So he's tasting his own name, as Guru Maharaj said, sweetness. Like everyone's mad after sweetness. And sweetness, being aware of that. So I want to see, what's all the fuss? Everyone is so mad for sweetness, to taste sweetness. So then he said, sweetness itself is tasting itself. It's, oh, and becoming ecstatic and madly dancing and singing his own name, and thereby distributing that to others. And Srila Guru Maharaj told us, as inaccessible as the Rasa Leela is, like we hear Vrindavan is for the highest section of liberated souls, and then the Rasa Leela, like Lakshmi Devi, cannot enter there. She doesn't have the Adhikar. The goddess of fortune cannot buy a ticket. With all of her wealth, she cannot buy a ticket, buy entrance into the Rasa Leela. Yadvanchana Sri Lalana Charatapo Vihaya Kamam Suchitam Vidam Vrita. The wives of Kaliya knew this. How do they know that? They knew it. Mahaprabhu quoted them to Venkatabhata. I'll quote the wives of Kaliya. Hear what they say. So she cannot enter. But Guru Maharaj said, through the Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu, what's ostensibly the singing and dancing of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Nam Sankirtan, said so many souls are being given entrance into the Rasa Leela. Yata yata gaura padara vinde vinde ta bhaktim krita punirasi tata tatot sarpati hridyakasma radha padam boja sudamburasi. The entrance to Vrindavan is in Navadvip. The entrance into Krishna Leela is through Gaura Leela. By concentrating one's service at the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga, one finds unconsciously, deep within the core of their heart, what did Guru say? The Radha Rasa Shuddha Nidhi has risen, you know, welled up from within the core of when one finds oneself in the soil of Vrindavan. Radha Padmam Kitadam Vrindavan Dharanam. So the purpose, when we do these big events, it's a joyful celebration, but it's also to bring the attention of others. Right? And thereby it becomes a method of distribution. Sometimes Guru Maharaj has compared it to like a political campaign or a parade. So, you know, if there's a parade, like if there was a parade right now down the street of people with banners, singing and dancing, we'd get up and go to the window. We'd go outside and everyone's watch the parade. And then some people would join in the parade. But you join in this parade, when you come out the other side, you're in Vaikuntha. Even an animal can get that result. What to speak of a human being? As when one year, dog joined in Surup Ganj and Surabhi Kunj. And we're Bhaktivinoda's Thakur's place. A dog joined our party. Then as the party went, the dog would go. And then wherever we sit, the dog would sit, you know. People are giving lectures, there's kirtan. Then we get up, the dog gets up and go to the next place. The dog sits, there's lecture, kirtan, everything, dancing, gets up. He went everywhere. And in the end, he joined Tirtha Maharaj's party, which is always the last party to come back to the mat. And when all the devotees came singing and dancing through the front gate, there was that dog. So, honoring him, because the Vaishnavas, Kripam, Budhiryat, Paraduka, Duki, they're always merciful to others and they can recognize good qualities, even in the dog. They There's a place where dogs eat what's thrown away, like the refuse. But what they did for this dog is they gave him a leaf, his own leaf plate with prasadam on it. And that dog sat there, you know, taking prasadam. Because he joined the parade, the Maha Sankirtan parade of Mahaprabhu, the Navadvipam Parikrama. So if we're fortunate, we'll be able to do both. Sometimes we'll be on the parade, the Navadvipam Parikrama, and other times, maybe with a few, we'll go at a more measured pace, and maybe we're fortunate to do, and personally, in a small group, and a large group, it's all good. If the quality is there, if it's spiritual transaction, it means the sanction of the Lord and his devotees in the background.